attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What is that over there? What is, squirrel! Oh, it's over there. Squirrel! What's going on? Squirrel! Everywhere, squirrel! What's going on? It's short attention span radio theater here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Because there is a replacement for ADHD, and we're going to cover it, right? ADHD, old news. Yeah, all those drugs, Ritalin's, yeah, we've been hearing about them forever. Passé to the big pharmaceutical companies. They need a replacement disorder. And we're going to cover that today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm very excited to have Nick Brannigan back on from Health Conspiracy Radio on Natural News, Natural News Radio as well. And he was an eyewitness to the BLM versus Bundy in Nevada, the standoff that ended in a bloodless victory, thankfully bloodless, in the victory for the, well, some would say for the ranchers, some would say for private property, some would say on the political left for neo-Nazis. Yeah.
How do you like that?
I know.
You are now a neo-Nazi to some people.
We are going to ask Nick Brannigan, about this, because he was there. We'll get an eyewitness account from our good friend Nick. Oh, by the way, non-GMO apparel, the link is up. If you haven't gotten your RSB Show swag, all organic, non-GMO, cool stuff, including one that says the power to heal is yours.
Where have I heard that before?
I don't know. I've heard it. Rumor has it, the power to heal is yours. Also, Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Rasha Bitar, we're going to talk on, well, of course, vaccines, but the reality as to why vaccines did not reduce disease in the 20th century, and they do not reduce disease in the 21st. In fact, they're maybe creating more than they're helping. In fact, they're undoubtedly, once you understand the law of the terrain.
You're just a troublemaker. You know that, right?
Oh, I know. And of course, that probably also means somebody will call me a neo-medical Nazi or something. It's like, Except we are not for any form of fascism whatsoever. But that sort of falls on, I guess, formerly ADHD, drug-induced ears.
That's right.
Because that is indeed where we have to start. A new attention disorder could equal a big new ADHD drug market. This according to Fierce Pharma. But the question, is it legit? Now, I think longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show could answer that and go, no, of course it's not legit. What are you talking about? But new listeners need to understand that legitimacy in drug diseases or diseases that are indicating a deficiency of a certain class of drugs are voted on into legitimacy, like the DSM-5. You know, a bunch of conspiratorial psychiatrists get together in a back room and decide, well, that symptom, definitely a drug disorder. That symptom, no, we'll never get that past anybody. And then other groups will get past a disease that is not really a disease, but a deficiency of certain trace minerals like magnesium, and they'll call it restless leg syndrome. And they'll say, no, no, that's evidence of a drug deficiency as well. Much like cardiovascular events, heart attacks are evidence of a statin drug deficiency. You simply didn't have enough vitamin Z, as in Zocor, or any of these other statin drugs. And I'll talk about that in a little while as well, because a prominent radio personality in Atlanta, my mom called me this morning because she's up in Atlanta. I grew up a lot of years there. This guy, Captain Herb Emery. If you're in Atlanta, longtime Atlanta listener, you know this guy from WSB. He was the helicopter traffic guy. You know, I can hear his voice still because he grew up with that sound. Captain Herb Emery here right? He died over the weekend trying to help somebody out who's in an accident of a massive coronary, evidently, at 61.
Wow.
How did that happen? How did that happen? We're going to get to that. But back to the ADHD drug market. Listen, the jig is up. Many people figured out that this is a made-up disease. As far as there's no way that they have or can determine that you actually have ADHD based on, let's say, a blood test or a urine test or even a cerebrospinal fluid analysis. None of this will give you an indication that somebody does or does not have what they call attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Does that bother the drug companies? No. They're very happy about that because it means it's a subjective assessment of certain behaviors, completely independent of vaccine damage assessments, completely independent of nutritional deficiencies, completely independent of excitotoxin proficiencies. We completely ignore the fact that these kids are hopped up on hyper-stimulating the nervous system foods, refined carbohydrates, additives and preservatives and colorings and flavorings and MSGs. We don't have to look at that. All we have to say, this group of behaviors is now ADHD, and it is, guess what? Go ahead, guess what? It's evidence of what?
A drug deficiency?
Yeah, of course, evidence of drug deficiency.
Okay.
Don't you know how the big pharma works? The big pharma baddies, the pharmacomafia, it's all about drugging your kids.
Put me on the spot like that.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Right? So, ADHD drugs run in their course. People are on to them. And they're going, wait a second, what are you drugging my kid for? Well, we better come up with something new in a hurry, or else we're not going to have any drugs to sell because people won't buy them.
Right.
So, they got a new disorder. Are you ready? It's no longer ADHD. It is now SCT.
Yes.
SCT. It doesn't have the same kind of ring. ADHD. You can roll off. ADHD. SCT. Right. SCT. Sounds like SCTV, the 1980s improv show. From Chicago, I think, SCTV, Second City.
Yeah.
And, of course, a Second City TV troupe would definitely be diagnosed with this. Actually, no, they would be diagnosed with the ADHD. Because SCT is subtly different. Very interesting. They dub it sluggish cognitive tempo.
Oh.
Tempo. They're using a musical beat term now.
Sluggish cognitive tempo.
You think they would have had the reasonable, call it a disorder. Sluggish cognitive disorder. But now it's not a disorder, it's a tempo issue. Now any white guy that can't dance has sluggish cognitive tempo disorder. And a disorder.
Robert, are you saying what? You have SCT?
I definitely have SCT. Sluggish cognitive tempo. There's the beat over there, I'm over here, and my wife is laughing at me.
Okay.
It's characterized by lethargy. By the way, lethargy, it's due to liver congestion. It's due to a sluggish excretory system. It's due to a sluggish digestive system. It's due to a lack of glucose tolerance factor chromium, GTF chromium, that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. It is not due to a lack of drugs for sluggish cognitive tempo, whatever that is. It is also, is described as kids who daydream. Oh, my gosh. We've just included every child on planet Earth. What child doesn't daydream?
If you're not daydreaming, there's something wrong. They should
exactly.
Be daydreaming.
Yeah. Daydreaming. My gosh, that is now a druggable offense. I'm a dad, too. I'm not just a humble homeopath with an attitude. I'm a dad, too, and I'm seeing these kids on meds. They're trying to find another excuse. You've got lethargy. Kids are not eating real food. You got daydreaming. Kids are normal. They're spiritual beings. They can't just be locked down and sitting down in a daycare center without moving, or a school, a public education center, without moving. They also say slow mental processing. Slow mental processing. Could this be someone who is not like lickety-split on the radio with a comeback and a quip every moment? Because in that realm, I do not have that. But there are brilliant people, including my wife. She's very smart, who doesn't come up with the quip immediately. Like, I'll think of something, and 10 minutes later, she says, I would have thought of that 10 minutes later, right? It doesn't mean you're not smart. It doesn't mean you have sluggish cognitive tempo that needs drugging. You just have a mind that works differently than somebody else. You could be way smarter than me, and you can't come out with radio quips like at the snap of a snap, okay? And yet this is what they're saying. So we've got to really assess this. In fact, Super Don and I have done something in violation of licensing laws. We've actually diagnosed certain politicians with slow or sluggish cognitive. What does the T stand for again?
Tempo.
Yeah. Slow, sluggish, cognitive tempo. And we've got them here. First, former president of the United States, George Bush. Here is the evidence.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you.
That's sluggish.
Yes, that's CT.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
We can't get fooled
again. Did you catch the tempo on that? That's definitely sluggish cognitive tempo. Yeah.
SCT. And, yeah. You know, not to just pick on Republicans, but John Kerry likes to visit the Robert Scott Bell Show. We found evidence that he may indeed be suffering with SCT as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely SCT.
A little bit faster tempo than George Bush, but it was definitely sluggish, and there was some cognitive problems there. Yeah.
Here's a distinct form of SCT that they haven't classified fully, but Nancy Pelosi, I believe, has it.
We avow the First Amendment. We stand with that and say that people have a right to have a gun to protect themselves.
Wait a second.
Ah, yes.
Did you catch the SCT there?
Yeah, there was some slow mental processing there because she said the First Amendment was about having guns. Yes.
Yeah, freedom of the press is now freedom of the guns, right?
That's right.
Not to pick on only Democrats, because we've picked on Republicans and Democrats. We've diagnosed them all. Governor of Texas, Rick Perry, classic SCT.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Five.
Okay. So, commerce, education, and and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry.
Yeah. Poor Rick Perry's got SCT. Does he need drugging? Well, let's check in with our humble and lovable President Barack Obama to see if he has SCT as well.
But you know what? It would cost about the same as what we would spend, but you know what? Over the course of 10 years, it would cost what it would cost us. It would cost us about the same as it would cost, but you know what? Hold on one second. I can't hear myself.
Drug them all. They all have SCT. Leave the kids alone. Drug the politicians. Oh, wait, maybe they already are.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems?
Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, we got all the stories linked up. I know some of you are going, SCT, you're making that up, Robert. Super Don made that up, right, just for funny effects. No, we're not. We're actually, the link is there. You can see it, and Super Don's blasting it out through the social networks and Twitter feed, at RSBL Media. And, oh, my gosh, SCT. It was classic. Obama had the greatest case of it ever just now. But it is a nonpartisan political disease, and it's the only place we would recommend drugs. But maybe the ones that would actually help them are not the ones coming from FDA-approved pharmaceutical companies. But that's something we'll revisit. We will revisit. If you've got a question or comment today on the air, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. RobertScottBell.com, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com. If you missed Sunday's broadcast, we've got the interview with Mike Adams and Gary Franchi. Gary from Next News Network about the BLM versus Bundy standoff. Stunning, stunning things have gone on there. And I'm thinking, we got to get somebody on the ground. We tried to get Pete Santilli. He was not available due to some technical issues, but we covered it pretty well. But I got to thank the guy that's got the best coverage of it. He was there, and he definitely does not have SCT. This guy's got tempo coming out his ears. He's got so much good tempo. His name, Nick Brannigan, and you know him from Health Conspiracy Radio, as well as non-GMO apparel and the swag for the Robert Scott Bell Show, all organic non-GMO. You love him. I love him. And his name, Nick Brannigan, he's here with us right now. Nick, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on. I love being on your show, Robert, as you know, and I appreciate every time you invite me to come on.
Well, I appreciate all that you're doing, and if you don't know about Nick, we've got him linked up in the show notes. All of his archive shows available through naturalnewsradio.com as well, and we'll get to that. But, Nick, I got to ask you, what were you thinking going into the belly of a potentially dangerous and bloody beast there outside of Las Vegas, Nevada, at this BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, versus this rancher Bundy? But first of all, you're vegetarian. Why would you care about a rancher?
That's a great question. I'm really glad you asked that. For one thing, is here's the hypocrisy. If Clive and Bundy made a little confined area for his cows, shoved them all in there, all tightly squished together and uncomfortable, and fed them a load of genetically modified corn soy that's loaded with glyphosate and antibiotics and what other type of nutrition, that who knows, that wouldn't have been a problem. Federal government is A-okay with that, but again, I disagree with raising cattle for food. I'm ethically opposed to eating meat. I'm a vegan, don't eat dairy as well or eggs. But this guy, at least he's raising his cattle pretty close to how they're naturally supposed to be raised. He's letting them graze on grass in the desert, in Bunkerville, Nevada out there. And there's a problem with that due to these terrorists in the BLM, and I'm officially designating them a terrorist organization. If you can diagnose Obama with SCT, I'm designating the BLM as terrorists, because what got me motivated to go down there was a video being posted showing a handful of protesters and a standoff with these federal police, and they're letting canines bark and bite at them. They're tasing these people just because they're protesting what they're doing for the land. And I'm in Las Vegas, so I'm about an hour outside of Bunkerville where the Clive and Bundy Ranch is, and all this was going down. And I had nice weekend.
Well, you were outraged at the humanity of it all. Super Don, can you believe what Nick has gone through here to see that and go out there despite him being a vegan? Isn't this amazing?
You know, and it's funny, Nick, because I watched the video. And if you haven't seen it yet, guys, I'm posting it right now on the social media. The video Nick Brannigan took of Clive and Bundy's speech, basically, I guess, what would you call it, Nick? His victory speech?
Yeah, victory speech.
Yeah, and it was funny because as I'm listening to this, Clive and Bundy's up there and he's like, hey, did you see the cattle come in? And he's like, yay! And then Clive and Bundy says, boy, those cows are going to make some good hamburger. And I heard somebody in the background go, boo. You, wasn't it, Nick?
It was probably Nick.
Was that you booing the idea of the cattle becoming hamburger?
Absolutely, that was me.
I knew it was you. See? I knew it.
But the thing is, Nick is staying true to who he is. The integrity that oozes out of Nick Brannigan's pores should never be confused with this new disorder from the psychiatric community. Nick, you have that, and I want to talk to you more about this experience here of you being right there, front and center, with the BLM standoff. What happened? There may be some things that even the new media or alternative media got wrong. I want to know from you, when we come back from this break, what is right? What is actually not an exaggeration? Or maybe some things that have been underreported that actually were bigger stories that haven't been reported. Nick Brannigan is my guest this hour, and you can check him out on Health Conspiracy Radio right here on Natural News Radio, as well as the archives that are linked up. And we're going to be talking about that and how you can get your Robert Scott Bell Show organic, not GMO t-shirts as well. How cool is that? So stick around. We got a lot more healing to go on a geopolitical basis. For vegans and meat eaters alike, we can come together in peace.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Scott Belcher.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
And we may be orthorexic and have oppositional defiance disorder, but no SCT, other than the tempo issue. But that's not a druggable offense, having bad tempo. It's just not. And I bet our guest can dance way better than I can. Nick Brannigan is with us today, and glad to have him on board. He's got Health Conspiracy Radio and naturalnewsradio.com. Links are up. Also, the non-GMO apparel, which we love so much. He tells me that anybody wants some Robert Scott Bell Show swag, including the one that says, the power to heal is yours, for 20% off today and tomorrow. It expires when your taxes do, evidently. RSB Show is the code, RSB Show, today and tomorrow. So take advantage of that. Get 20% off your Robert Scott Bell Show organic non-GMO apparel. That's very nice of you, Nick. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to that. And we have got to cover more of this BLM, Bureau of Land Management, versus the rancher Cliven Bundy. We've bleeded out, if you will, the video that you took, and it was just funny that Super Don mentioned that you know, you cheer the fact that he's got the freedom again, he's got his cattle back, and then he says they'll make good hamburgers. You, the vegan, true to your belief system and honoring that, booed him there, but at the same point support him over what you called the BLM terrorists. Now, that's a very strong word, and I understand the use of it. I know why you used it. But I've got a counterpoint question from my friends on the ultra left. They said the people who were standing together against the Bureau of Land Management were all a bunch of neo-Nazis. And I need to know from you, first, Nick, that you're not one and that you weren't partying with neo-Nazis at this event. You got to come clean with us.
Well, I didn't see anything that appeared to be a neo-Nazi, and I myself am not a neo-Nazi, despite... Sometimes I get that question because I have a bald head, but being follically challenged doesn't determine if you're racist.
Well said. Follicle challenges do not equate to being neo-Nazis. That's a very important distinction point. But really, you think that our friends on the left would kind of look at people and say, all right, who are these people, instead of just blanking them, if they weren't there, to say they're all a bunch of neo-Nazis because they're not allowing for the federal government to displace this rancher who may have been there for a long time. And there are bigger issues we've covered here on the show. But honestly, there had to be one or two that you saw that you're like, oh man, I'm this guy was very intimidating, and it's just that he hates the government and he hates certain sub designations of people. And did you run into anybody like that?
No, it was actually a very peaceful scene. There wasn't. I run into people like that at GMO, not protests and fluoride protests. You always got that one really angry guy, but here, these are people that cared about their freedom, and or I would designate these people as oath keepers. From the Stuart Rhodes group, the Oath Keepers, that's how these people came across. Almost everyone there was armed. I don't carry a weapon. I'm probably going to get one now. But it was people that were there to stand up for freedom. And that's the irony of calling someone a neo-Nazi. Look what the Nazis did. They were a fascist, tyrannical government, pretty much kind of, you know, in a lesser extreme what the BLM was trying to do. And they're standing up to a tyranny, these people at the... out there at the ranches for Clive and Bundy. So it's kind of backwards for anyone to refer to those people as neo-Nazis, because they were mostly cowboys, militia-looking guys, you know, the good old boys, as they're called oftentimes. And everyone was there for peace. I didn't come across one person that I can remember that was over the top as far as, like, man, I got to get away from this guy because he's going to do something stupid. Not at all.
Right. That's sensational. I mean, you, again, as an eyewitness there, and of course, as a vegan, did any other vegans come and share your outrage at the Bureau of Land Management, or were you the lone vegan there?
No, a good friend of mine did, who was very very hardcore animal rights activist, and she was actually mad at the other vegan people for not coming down because of the way the cattle were being treated by the Bureau of Land Management. The eyewitnesses report, and I didn't see this, but eyewitnesses there were saying that the calves were taking away from their mothers, so they couldn't feed off of them, and also they were getting the cows away from their water source as well. And there was a report of many, many dead cows. Now, again, I didn't see any dead cows. I don't know how true that is, but her point was, where is PETA on this? You want to stand up for animal rights? Let's really stand up for them. But I guess, you know, I guess the old stereotype's true, that the vegans really are kind of sissies, and they didn't want to come down and face the federal government and the Bureau of Land Management when they were really taking some hardcore measures against these poor animals that were involved. And as far as I know, we were the only vegans there, but we were right there with everyone else. And I wish more would have came out to support the way these cows are being treated, in addition to standing up for freedom and the Constitution and standing up for Clive and Bundy.
Right. And Nick, the new media is all over this. There's only, I think, one report after the fact on Fox News, and it's been pretty much media blackout. I'm sure some local Las Vegas newspapers were forced to cover it, but you've kind of seen a lot of the coverage. What would you say was exaggerated that didn't happen that people should know about, or maybe something that didn't even get covered that you saw firsthand?
I think the actual danger of being down there was exaggerated. I think that was a scare tactic to stop people from actually going down there and standing up for them, because we know there's power in numbers. And even Pete Santilli recorded the head of the Bureau of Land Management. I'm sure you saw that or heard that on national news.
Yes.
Secretly, he was like, you better come with, you know, 10,000 people, because we have the capability to arrest them all. And I'd say there was considerably less than 1,000 people there. And that, in my opinion, was a scare tactic that people picked up on, and they reported widely just to stop people from going down there. Also, people said that the road was closed on the way down there. That wasn't true. Now, what they did do is twice put the lane I-15 north, close it down to one lane for construction, and there wasn't any sign of any construction there. I know those Saturday workers could have taken off. There was no tractors. There was no drills. There was no construction equipment there. So people saying the road was closed was false, but I'm pretty sure they slowed it down on purpose because it took us about 2.5 hours to get there, and we're an hour outside of Bunkerville. So those are two things that were false. And there's a couple other things, too, that aren't coming to mind right now. But on the ride up, we were reading a lot of stuff on the Internet, and when we got there, the scene was completely different than what was being reported.
Yes. Nick, did you see firsthand the so-called First Amendment zones that were supposedly erected with a sign there? We've seen those all over as well.
No, I'm pretty sure that was destroyed by the time we got there. Because those were put up Thursday. We were there on Saturday. And at that point, and there's another report, too, of saying people weren't allowed to carry the weapons or guns with magazines in them. Like I said already, if I said 75% of their people there had a gun, I might be underestimating. Almost everyone had visible weapons. They had AR-15 strapped around their chest. They had their pistols on their holsters, and everyone there, you know, at least three-fourths of the people had weapons. So those reports of people being disarmed were grossly exaggerated.
Right.
BLM, they did not disarm anybody.
Now, Nick, I know this is subjective, but did you feel a greater danger from those who were armed citizens, people there, just the average folks, or the Bureau of Land Management with snipers or other firearms that they carried?
Oh, man. I probably said to my friends, you know, three or four times, I've never felt safer in my life. Because if I know a bad person or a crazy person is going to come and want to shoot a bunch of people, they will probably get one bullet out of the chamber, then they'll be done for. I felt so safe from those people versus, you know, it's a shame these days, but the cops, the colors are red, white, and blue, and that's an Orwellian psychological tactic because they're taking away your freedom just in day-to-day life. And I'm more nervous of getting a ticket from them than I were the militia and the good old boys up there, and especially the BLM. You saw what they were doing the first day, tasing people, unarmed people, letting canines go on women and people without weapons. Yeah, so I think it goes without saying I'm a lot safer with the militia people with all their weapons versus the terrorists in the Bureau of Land Management.
Well, you're really busting up the argument of those on the political left who see this as protecting a rancher who was a deadbeat, rather than the rights and the freedom to utilize the lands in the way that may have been going on for over 100 or more years.
Absolutely. The federal government doesn't have the rights to those lands. Those are state lands. And Clive and Bundy's story is that he was paying Clark County the fees. He said he has no problem paying Clark County, Nevada the fees, and eventually they said, no, those need to go to the federal government. And in an interview I saw his sister do, she said when they first start coming in the 90s, they pretty much put all the ranchers out of business. It was either pay these high fees or sell out to us. And he said he doesn't want to fund the people that are trying to take away his land.
Right. Well,
that doesn't make sense to anyone. I don't know how to help him.
Nick, the rabbit hole goes real deep, or should I say the turtle hole goes real deep on this issue. And I've talked about things like this for years, but we're talking about the debt of the federal United States Corporation to global players, to global bankers. They're coming in through UNESCO, United Nations, debt for nature swaps, and basically trading the land and the minerals underneath the land for the debt. And this is where the Chinese come in with either solar farms or other companies come in to frack and go for oil or whatever minerals they want here. This is the game, and this goes so far beyond the left-right that I say anyone arguing that this is left versus right is merely observing the scum floating on the top layer of a very polluted body of water. And we don't do that. We're going to go deep into where this originates. Where is the pollution coming from? And the left-right is the Hegelian dialect that keeps the American people divided and not seeing this for what it really is.
Absolutely. Anyone who's still playing that Democrat versus Republican games is a joke. Might as well watch WrestleMania and pick bet on Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Rock, because they're both working for Vince McMahon at the end of the day. And that's
right.
Really what it is with the federal government. It's not a left or right issue at all.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, real quick, change of gears here before we wrap up. School is banning junk food because of some kind of federal program, the USDA. not known for its promotion of organic non-GMO ingredients. They're saying you got to clear out your vending machines if you participate. But where's the self-reflection on the promotion of food that we wouldn't deem fit to eat, like genetically modified ingredients?
I think basically what they're doing is they're not making healthier choices. They're getting junk food that is slightly less unhealthy. If you read that article posted on it recently, there's the word where's the word organic? Where's the word non-GMO? They're saying soy milk is a beverage that's approved. You know, made from what? Genetically modified soybeans with what? Who knows what other carcinogens are in there?
Right.
The whole grain-rich product.
Nick. Bless you, my friend. No, he is so far from a neo-Nazi. It's not even. I just had to ask it because I've got my friends on the left saying that everybody there was that way. Nick, you cleared up so much today. I can't wait to have you on again. Also, non-GMO apparel. We've got links up. There's a banner. Takes you right to it. 20% off today and tomorrow. RSB Show is the code. Nick Brannigan, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, Robert. Appreciate you guys.
It's a part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome? The way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
For all my Atlanta friends out there, you know about this guy, Captain Herb Emery. Evidently passed away on Saturday of a massive coronary event, and my mom called me about it. Because, you know, if you're in Atlanta and you listen, he's the guy, the traffic guy in the sky, whatever. And so it's a big deal. You know, he's a voice that people grew up with. And, you know, it brings to light the issue of these cardiovascular so-called accidents, the heart attacks. How do they happen? How do they happen? Now, we have another story related. Not specifically to that one, but I think it ties together. And this comes from healthfinder.gov. And it's that concept of a doctor's people skills, or maybe bedside manner, and how it affects patients' health. And here's the top sentence, if you will, to start the thing. It says, comfortable relationship can be as beneficial as statins for heart problems, study finds. Yeah, that's what they said. A comfortable relationship with your doctor seems to be as beneficial as statins for heart problems. And right there, there's a problem with the story. Because if they're indicating that statins are helpful for people with heart problems, they're already, you know, off the rails. They already have SCT, sluggish. What does the C stand for?
I think you have SCT.
I'm playing.
You're pulling on George Bush here.
Sluggish cognitive tempo. I mean, it's such a bizarre name. I mean, you're like, nothing about it rolls off. It's like so made up. It's so artificial. Sluggish cognitive tempo. And you heard even Obama has that. But also Bush. So it was a nonpartisan disease, thankfully, which is not a drug deficiency, but they'd like you to believe it is. But this thing is so messed up because, you know, on the half right part of it is that, yes, if you have a great relationship with your doctor, you're comfortable, you're not going to go in and have that doctor-induced hypertension. You know that is? The doctor, you're nervous, you're like, oh my God, they're taking my blood pressure, and then you have a high blood pressure reading. And then, of course, they're more likely to prescribe for you blood pressure medicines or statin drugs, etc. So here's the inverse relationship to what they're trying to portray. The fact of the matter is, if you have a good relationship with your doctor and you're not hypertensive because of them, you go in and you're less likely to be prescribed a statin drug. Therefore, yes, that is beneficial. But the idea that you're more likely to, it's the whole wrong-headed notion that cardiovascular disease is evidence of a statin drug deficiency, or that it's because you had too much cholesterol. You know, and a guy like Captain Herb Emery in Atlanta, the news traffic reporter, you know, at 61, you should be dying, but at 29, you should be dying, or at 18. You know, he talked about the Korean police action, the undeclared war, the Korean War, they used to call it, and Vietnam. The young soldiers, 18, 19 years old, coming back in body bags, looking at through autopsy, their vascular health, and they had advanced stages of atherosclerosis, the clogging of the arteries, at 18 or 19. What was going on? And what's going on now? Now, in the case of a Captain Herb Emery, I don't know how active he was. I don't know if he exercised. He probably was sitting down most of the day doing his traffic reports or even sitting down in the helicopter. And that's a big part of this. But once again, cholesterol, it must be said and said again, is not the cause of heart disease. You can eat gobs of cholesterol, loads of eggs, loads of butter and lard, as long as, of course, it's organic and clean, and you're not going to clog your arteries. The problem is that there's inflammation that precedes it because of what? Toxins. Eating too much, for instance, animal protein in excess of your needs, which would result in a metabolic waste known as uric acid, circulating through the system if you have the body type that has it do that, and the liver is not able to keep up with it, so it can't bind the uric acid, turn it into the salt of the acid, the sodium urate, so it can be then converted for the kidneys to excrete as urine. It's stuck in the body. Now, some bodies will have musculoskeletal inflammation, like gout and arthritis, but Captain Herb obviously ultimately had vascular inflammation. And the cholesterol, the fat, there to patch and repair the damage to give Captain Herb Emery the life to 61 that he wouldn't have had without cholesterol. In fact, it was cholesterol that kept that man alive long enough to have that devastating heart attack. And you're not going to hear that reported in any media outlet. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has no clue about it. They're probably going to set up a fund to donate to the American Heart Association, for all I know, in honor of Captain Herb Emery. I don't know, but that's typically what happens. And I don't want that to happen, because we need to go, like, for instance, if he went to see Dr. Bitar or any other Atlanta doc, like the progressive medicine, Dr. Gezzagoli, they would do chelation therapy right there. They'd clean his arteries out with the synthetic amino acids, and he'd be good to go. He wouldn't have had it. He would also be taking more silica from ChooseToBeHealthy.com and strengthening the vascular integrity and elasticity, the silica, the alpha silica. Jonathan, 866-424-1077. Hey, thank you to Nick Brannigan for covering the BLM versus Bundy experience firsthand and clearing up some misinformation out there. We appreciate that. We got Dr. Rashid Bitar, Advanced Medicine Monday, coming up next. Why? Why would we do that? Because the power to heal is yours, of course. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.